Okay, good morning. Before we go into prayer and move into very important study we have this morning, it's so easy to get caught up in the law and what most people do. There's a very popular radio talk show host, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, and who knows nothing about Mount Zion. She lives on Mount Sinai, and yet Christians think she's really wonderful. Well, this professor from Department of Instruction and Special Education, University of Virginia, wrote her the following letter. Dr. Laura, thank you so much for to educate people regarding God's law. I have learned a great deal from your show, and try to share the knowledge with as many people as I can. This is said with tongue in cheek, I think. When someone tries to defend the homosexual lifestyle, for an example, I simply remind them that Leviticus 18:22 clearly states that it is an abomination. End of debate. I do need some advice from you, however, regarding some other elements of God's law and how to follow them. 1. When I burn a bull on the altar as a sacrifice, I know it creates an odor for the Lord, a pleasing odor for the Lord, Leviticus 1:9. The problem is my neighbors. He says, the problem is my neighbors. They complain the odor is not pleasing to them. Should I smite them? 2. I would like to sell my daughter into slavery. Sanctioned by Exodus 21:7. You parents might want to read that. Exodus 21:7. In this day and age, what do you think would be a fair market price? Y'all aren't laughing. Some of you ladies aren't laughing at that one. 3. I know that I am allowed no contact with a woman while she's in her period of menstrual uncleanliness. Leviticus 15:19-24. The problem is, how do I tell? I have tried asking, but women seem to take offense to that. 4. Leviticus 25:44 states that I may indeed possess slaves, both male and female, provided they are purchased from neighboring nations. A friend of mine claims that this applies to Mexicans, but not to Canadians. Can you clarify? Why can't I own some Canadians? 5. I have a neighbor who insists on working on the Sabbath. Exodus 35:2. The passage clearly states he should be put to death. Am I morally obligated to go over and kill my neighbor? 6. A friend of mine feels that even though eating shellfish is an abomination, Leviticus 11:10, he contends it is a lesser abomination than homosexuality. I don't agree. Can you settle this? Are there degrees of abomination? 7. Leviticus 21:20 states that I may not approach the altar of God if I have a defect in my sight. I have to admit, I wear reading glasses. Does my vision have to be 20/20? Or is there some wiggle room in the law? 8. Most of my male friends get their hair trimmed, including around their temples. Well, when it gets older, they won't even have that. They won't even have hair around their temples. All right. Including around their temples. Even though this is expressly forbidden by Leviticus 19:27, how should they die? I know from Leviticus 11:6-7, that touching the skin of a dead pig makes me unclean. But may I still play football if I wear gloves? And then finally, my uncle has a farm. He violates Leviticus 19:19 by planting two different crops in the same field, as does his wife, by wearing garments made of two different kinds of thread, cotton and polyester blend. He also tends to curse and blaspheme a lot. Is it really necessary that we go to all the trouble of getting the whole town together to stone him, as per Leviticus 24:10-16. Couldn't we just burn them to death at a private family affair, as per Leviticus 20:14? So, you better be careful if you're going to do the law. Or if your neighbor's doing the law. Let's pray. We praise you, Heavenly Father, for the God that you are this morning. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have sent to us your Spirit that we can understand where every passage, every concept fits into your total plan, Old and New Testament, to help guard us from these kind of errors, and even more severe in regard to how to be saved and how to be spiritual. What an awesome God you are. And Father, we pray now that this morning that all that we do will be glorifying to you in the power of your Spirit. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's sing.
Let's turn to song number 31, please. Song number 31.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord above. Hearts untold like clouds before thee, opening to the sun above. Wealth of clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Give of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy words with joy surround me, earth and every fleck I raise. Stars and angels sing around me, center of unbroken praise. Hill and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, singing bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed. Wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou our Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. Join the mighty chorus which the morning stars begin. Father, love is waiting for us, Father, love my friends in heaven. Ever singing, march we onward, secured in the midst of strife.
For the prayer request, Vic Edwards, one of our consistent of every one of our classes tapers, Wichita Falls, Texas, called, and his wife Cindy has some major problems, so please be in prayer for Cindy and the doctors and the getting her physical state back into good health. Also, is some of his children and grandchildren also need our prayer. So please put Vic Edwards and his family, and as far as your prayers are concerned. Any other prayer requests that I'm not aware of? Okay, yes. That's right, Ron. you like Ron. He's a lot of fun. And he's just in his 40s, isn't he? 50? Wow, I didn't know he was that old. That old guy. My goodness. Would never know it. Yeah, he's going in for some heart work. He's been having a lot of difficulty in the heart, the irregular beating and things. So they're going in. And anytime they start doing surgical work in regard to the heart. So please be in prayer as they get this week. Within about a week, so whenever they do that. So please be in prayer for Ron, and cover he is a believer in Christ. Any other prayer requests? Okay, just keep each other in prayer as continue to walk in the power. We see in a lot of our studies that you come under Satan's attack. We saw Wednesday night in our study of Job that Satan, one of the angels, joined the other angels before the throne of God. Spend some time looking at Satan, some of his schemes, objectives, and goals, and people is to bring you down. Bring your marriage down, bring your family down, bring your spiritual life down. And he just does not get tired at doing it, and he instructs. We saw a passage where he is the ruler of all demons, and so he has quite a web of working together around the world to prevent people from walking. First of all, from seeing the truth of the gospel, and then from seeing the truth of spirituality and from walking in the Spirit. So we need to be in prayer for one another. Be in prayer for Ian and Carol McGrath as they are in Korea now. And they're at the World Conference that's going on there. So please be in prayer. They're hoping for just a lot of contacts and for material, speaking, just all kinds of things. So please do be in prayer for Carol and Ian this week in Korea for their conference. The Word of God declares, whatsoever man purposeth in his soul to give, so let him give not grudgingly nor of necessity, for God loveth a gracious giver. Gracious giver is defined as one who has personally accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. If you're here and have not done that, then that becomes the issue. But even being a believer is not the main issue or the only issue for giving. It's as we are led by the Holy Spirit. As far as the seeing and giving, this is clearly taught in 1 Corinthians 13. This in mind, let us pray. Once again, Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the wonderful opportunities you have given this assembly for the spreading of the gospel to both unbeliever and believer. Father, we pray now that you'll receive the offerings that we're about to give and that you will continue to use them. Continue, Heavenly Father, to give us the opportunity to spread the gospel in any way that you've given to us. The internet, tapes, publications, and of course, witnessing of our individual members. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
ashamed to call my Lord, or to defend His cause. Maintain the honor of His word, the glory of His cross. Jesus, my God, I know His name. His name is all my trust. Nor will He put my soul to shame, nor let my hope be lost. Firm as His throne, His promise stands, and He can well secure what I committed to His hands till the decisive hour. Then will He own my worthless name before His Father's face.
My sin, not in part,
is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul.